Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
And amen. Hallelujah. All right. Shalom, saints. So, I just want to share with you today. Let's go to Genesis, the 12th chapter, Bereshit. For you Hebrew scholars, if you need a Bible, please raise your hand and we will come bring you a Bible. It's amazing. Yahweh is amazing. This whole process that we've gone through has just been amazing because you see his hand in everything. You see what he's done and how he's provided things. And a lot of times we kind of take it for granted. We lose sight of the fact that Yahweh is amazing and he does amazing things. Amen. To see all these brothers walk in these last couple of weeks has been amazing. And when we see Yahweh do amazing things, we need to understand that he's not done yet. We used to sing a song, the best is yet to come. And at the end of the song, we would say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, Yahweh do some stuff, but you ain't seen all the things that he can do. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I was like, I'm just going to share with you today what he has been sharing with me through this whole process of all of the things that we've been enduring in trying to get through Broadway done and trying to come here to Long Beach and all of the things that he has shown his hand in. And so if we go to Genesis, Bereshit, 12th chapter, and here at Christians Community Center, we are the church for truth seekers. We believe in truth. So you'll hear us using the true names, the true Hebrew names. Why? Because those are the true Hebrew names. They're the original names. And I don't care where you are in the world, you don't have to change a name. You don't have to translate a name. I'm Tom Washington everywhere I go in the world. And you're who you are everywhere you go in the world. Because it would be confusing if you had to change your name everywhere you went. So there's no reason that we should have changed the name of our Savior. His name Yeshua, the name that Yahweh gave him. We use that name. Why? Because his daddy gave it to him. That's the name that he has, and Yeshua means he will save. He will deliver. So that's why we use it. There's no need to change it. Jesus didn't come until 1611. So what were they calling him before 1611? Yeshua. So that's what you will hear. We're about truth here. So when we go to Genesis or Bereshit in the Hebrew, it says 12:1. And it says, now Yahweh had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. The first thing he says is, get thee out. What does that mean? Leave. Get up and what? Get out. A lot of times we get comfortable. Right? Comfortable, comfort able. We enable comfort. But sometimes you got to get out of being comfortable into what's conceivable. Right? Because there's life outside the comfort zone. And Yahweh wants you to know that he is not just, wants you to just stay in that same comfort. Why? Because he needs to edge you up a little bit higher. He's trying to take you to the next level. And then when you get to that level, he's trying to what? Take you to the next one. I don't know nobody that wants to stay at the same level. Otherwise, we'd all still be in kindergarten. What we have to do? Tell your neighbor, I want to move up a little higher. But you got to what? You know what? I was real comfortable in kindergarten. I was. I knew my teacher's name. I knew all the kids. But there came a time that that was over with. And I had to go to the what? First grade. And sometimes it's a whole group of people. And it's not real comfortable. But for us to move up higher, we got to come outside of the comfort able. Why? Because Yahweh is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask to think. So I would imagine that Abram was comfortable. And even in that comfort, Yahweh said, get up out of here. And he didn't say, will you please leave? He said, get thee out. And not only did he say, he said, get out of the country. Get out of thy kindred. And he said what? Get out of father's house. Now some of y'all, you're still in your father's and your mama's house. And you're there because it's comfortable. But Yahweh is telling you even today, get thee out. And if your parents were here, they probably agree with me. Why? Because it's time for you to what? There was a time for me. I was in my father's house. But two kings can't possess the same land. And what? He was the king of that house. When he said go, whatever he wanted to watch was watch. Whatever he wanted to eat was eat. And I was just a tenant. But there was a time where, you know, I'm like, hey, I want to do this. And he was like, well, you can go out and get your own way. And that's what? That's what we got to do. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. I'm just trying to say. Because you're comfortable, right? And so he said, get thee out of the, from the kindred, your comfort zone, from your peeps, get from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. So that tells us that it's something that we haven't seen until he shows it to us, right? And so if he has to show it to you, then you ain't seen it yet, right? And if Yahweh shows it to you, come on, if Yahweh is showing you something, it's got to be good. It's got to be right. And so he says, and why did he want to do that? Because he couldn't do the next step until he was obedient and got out. A lot of times we want to stay comfortable and still get the stuff. He said, uh-uh, I told you to get out. And then once you get out, then I will show you what I'll have prepared for you. But get out of the comfort first. And that's challenging to do sometimes. Why? Because sometimes it could be scary. Somebody said scary. But guess what? He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if you want to go higher, you can't let fear stop you. Right? Because the enemy likes to, he uses fear. Why? Because he's trying to keep you down. Yahweh's trying to get you on the come up. Yahweh's trying to bring you up. But you cannot fear. Why? Because you're not going to get to the next level. So it says this. And I. So he's going to show us and he's going to do this. He says, I will make of thee a great nation. Not you. He's going to do it. Tell yourself, not me. He's going to do it. And he says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless thee. And not only that, I'm going to make your name great. And not only that, thou shalt be a blessing. I love that. Because we're blessed to be a blessing. Do you guys believe that? I'm blessed to what? Be a blessing. Tell your neighbor, you're blessed to be a blessing. And a lot of times we just want to bless and just be blessed. And it stops right there. I'm going to be blessed, and I'm blessed, and what I'm blessed with is what I'm blessed with. You better get your own blessing. That's what's the attitude of some people, right? But did you know that that's not how it works? That's not how any of this works. There's a commercial like that. I'm blessed to be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. Tell yourself, I'm blessed to be a blessing. That's how it works. He blesses us, and from the blessings that he blesses us with, we what? Bless others. It's not about money. That's just a teeny other part of it. But your peace of mind is a blessing. Anybody know that it's a blessing to have peace of mind, shalom? To have a sound mind is a blessing. And your soundness, you can be a blessing. The wisdom and the knowledge that he gives you, right, is a blessing. How many of you have operated in the wisdom of Yahweh and the knowledge of Yahweh and have found that that is a blessing? Hallelujah. You take that and you what? Be a blessing. So it says, I will bless you, make thy name great, thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curses thee, and in thee, and I will bless them, oh wait, and in thee shall all the families of the earth, what? So what happened? Abraham departed. What happened? It says, the fourth verse says what? And Abraham what? Departed. He went. Why? Because Yahweh told him to. And he told him all the things that would take place if he was obedient. But guess what I found in this? I found out that Abram had to have something to be able to do that. Now, faith, we say, yeah, he's a man of faith. Yes. But for him to hear Yahweh's voice, and in the midst of that, getting up and leaving the kinfolk, leaving the peeps, leaving the comfort zone, he had to trust Yahweh. And there is a difference between faith and trust. Trust is personal. It's intimate. I have faith in the outcome. I know what he's going to do. But trust is that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt his nature and what he does. Yahweh is trustworthy. Why? Because I know I can what? Trust him. Look around the room. You love these people, don't you? You have faith that they're going to show up, don't you? There's some faith involved in that. But do you trust everybody? How do I know? Because y'all sisters, when you walk out of here, you're going to take your purse with you. You're keeping your eye on your phone. Why? Because we can't trust everybody. But guess what? Yahweh, you can always trust him. whatever he said he's going to do, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's going to do it. Why? Because you can what? Trust him. You know Yahweh ain't going to take nothing from you. He's trying to give you something, right? And so when we see this, Abraham later on, trusted Yahweh. My question to you, saints, do you trust Yahweh? Let's go to Proverbs. In any process that you're in, you got to trust Yahweh. You got to trust him. His character. You know what Yahweh's character is. You know he's good. Y'all sitting up here all the time talking about, oh, he's good. Yes, he's good. Oh, if he's so good, then why haven't you been trusting him? I have been trusting him. Then why ain't you sleeping at night? Why are you stressing out and worrying? Why are you getting mad and showing all this anxiety? See, in a true trusting environment, you ain't got no anxiety. You ain't got no stress. You ain't tripping. Yeah, the landlord might be banging on the door, but you know if you trust in Yahweh, you got peace because you know it's on the way. With Yahweh, you can trust him and know that rent is on the way. The bill money is what? On the way. The job is what? On the way. Why do I know that? Because I trust Yahweh that we'll do whatever he said in his word he's going to do. And I know he's going to do it. I'm standing on it. I trust him. And I shouldn't be giving you a bunch of reasons why you should trust him. I should say this. Why wouldn't you trust him? Ask somebody, why wouldn't you trust him? You ain't going to get no answer. Because there's nothing that they can say that would make any sense of why you can't trust him. I can give you a whole lot of reasons for people, but I cannot give you one reason why you should not trust Yahweh. And so Proverbs, for you Hebrew scholars, is what? Mishlei. Third chapter. And I'm sharing this because somebody needs to trust him. He's trying to take you to level 2 or level 10 or level 20. And you're not trusting him. Therefore, you're not going to break through the level because you're not allowing yourself to trust him like Abram trusted him, Abraham trusted him, right? What did he do? He got out. But what are you doing? Are you getting out? Are you trusting him enough to do the things that he's asking you to do? So the third chapter of Mishlei or Proverbs, fifth verse says, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart. And we find that heart, the Greek word for heart is cardia, and that word means the mind. So trust in Yahweh with what? All of your mind. And lean not. I didn't hear Abraham talking about, well, why are you asking me to leave, God? What am I going to do? Well, what about this? And what about that? It just said he what? Got out. Stop trying to figure out how Yahweh is going to do something. Just know that he's going to do it. And let him worry about how he's going to do it. All you got to do is trust him enough that he's going to do. Well, how are you going to do it, God? Stop trying to figure it out. You know what? Through this whole process, us selling our building, us buying that building across the street, us being able to do that, I'm telling you right now, was impossible. The way the circumstances came out. Why? Because to sell something, you got to have something. Or let me put it this way. To buy something, you got to what? Have something, right? You got to have what? Money. And so when you're buying a multi-million dollar property and you haven't sold your property yet, because that's what happened. We found, they came and said they wanted to buy our church, this other entity, and then the church across the street was for sale at the same time. And we had to tell them, we want to buy your church. And they're like, well, where's your money? We said, our money is in our church. So you're going to have to wait until we get our money, and then you get your money. And they was like, are you serious, Rodney? Well, we need a down payment. We ain't got no down payment. So how you expect to get this building? Because Yahweh said that that was our building. So what happened that week? Went to the Saints. They wanted $100,000 down. And that wasn't even a fraction of what it was supposed to be. I got to share this with you because I'm telling you how he works. We saying we ain't got $100,000. It's the truth. Well, can you get $100,000? We can get what we got. Isn't that what you tell the bill collectors? When I get it, you got it. So, over $4 million property purchase, we ain't even had $100,000. But Yahweh said that it was ours. So then they came back the next day and said, what you got? I said, we got $25,000. They said, hold on, we'll be right back. Came back, we'll open up escrow with $25,000. Do you see? Now, I was not stressing about the, oh my God, how are we going, We can only get it by what we got. And whatever you give us, Yahweh, is what we got. And whatever you give us, because you're so good and I trust you, it's going to be good enough when I tell them what it is. And I didn't even blink. No, usually you are good. We only got 25. I looked them dead in the eye and said, we only got 25. Right now. And the time factor. It was taking forever for the other people to buy ours. And they was like, we want to close on this date. He was like, we can't close until they close. We're gonna close escrow. We're gonna cancel escrow. Well, evidently, if you want to cancel escrow, then maybe that's not for us. But if Yahweh said that that was ours, you can't cancel it. Even if you want to, you can't do it. Guess what? They couldn't do it. They could not do it. And it was all these things happening. And then it's like, you, if you're in your mind and your flesh, you're thinking like, well, what about this and what about that? And I kept on telling the apostle. He would ask me, well, son, you know, what's going on? And I said, well, this is a situation. And he was in agreement. He said, well, if it's for us, it's going to work out. And I said, I'm glad you feel that way because I feel the same way. Because if I got to stay here on Broadway, we're going to stay here on Broadway. We've been here 33 years. Why not stay another 33 more? But Yahweh said get thee out. It wasn't us. He said it. And I said, if you want us to get out, then you're going to provide us everything we need. I'm not going to worry about how you're going to do it. I'm not worried about what you're going to do it. Because when they approached us, we didn't have a building. The building across the street, we just said, we're not going to sell this property on Broadway unless we know that you have a church for us, Yahweh. And the next day, that church went online to purchase. And it was sitting there for 2 years vacant. It was sitting there for 2 years, and the day it goes on the market was the day that we found it online. Is that Yahweh or what? Because guess what? Yahweh had been storing up that building for the last 2 years waiting for us. That's how he works. That's why I trust him, because he does stuff like that. Had all the stuff that we needed. Now, it was a empty, it was created initially as an empty warehouse, but another church entity came in and they built it out. And I got to say this. I was told last week from the person that ran it that they spent $2 million on the inside. We didn't have. Did we have $2 million? So we was trying to scrape up 25. And all we could do was buy the building. But Yahweh knew that we needed $2 million in improvements, and before we even bought it, he put $2 million into the building. Why? Because you can't, it's not created to be the church with all that inside. We can only pay the outside because the comps only was, you can only pay for a warehouse. We could not pay the other two that was on the inside. And even if you couldn't buy it for, you can't put on the $2 million of improvements, just like your house. You live, if you live in a certain area of, say, I used to live in Inglewood, and the houses are going for $200,000 in Inglewood, and you tricked out your house on the inside, you spent another $200,000 on the inside of your house. You put in a sunken tub and tiles, a gold toilet. Right? Because you wanted to fix it up. You can't put your house on the market for $400. Why? Because the other houses are going for $200. And in the real estate industry, we call that a white elephant. When you build up a house like that. Because the person that's buying your house, they don't care about the gold toilet. What is the house next door going for? So Yahweh put in all the improvements that we needed to be able to do all the things that he wanted to happen in his house. Except Yahweh builds a house, the workmen labor in vain, and we can truly say that Yahweh built that house. I had to share that because it was impossible. But with Yahweh, all things are what? Possible. If you will just trust him. So when we go here, it says, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not. It's tempting. It's so tempting to lean to your understanding. Well, how is it going? Anytime you ask the question, well, how is it going? That's your own understanding. And Yahweh's saying, I know you're going to be tempted to lean to your own understanding. So I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. Why? Because you're not going to be able to understand the things that I'm about to do. You're not even going to know how the things that I'm going to do have even been possible. All I need you to do is shut up and hold on. Because I'm telling you, the ride with Yahweh It can be a wild one. But you got to what? Hold on! And so it says right here, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will what? You don't have to worry. Left or right, he's going to say left. And he's expecting you. If you want to make it through to the end, if he say to the left, to the left. If he say to the right, to the right. If he say straight ahead, what? Straight ahead. Well, why you want me to go straight ahead? I don't see nothing there. I said go straight ahead. And that's what we do. We're trying to figure stuff out. I don't want to figure stuff out. I've tried it before, and it's tiring. Don't you get tired trying to figure stuff out? Don't you lose sleep trying to figure stuff out? Don't you get stressed out and lose the little hair that you have trying to figure things out? Guess what I found out? I don't need to trip trying to figure it out. Because all the little figuring out that my little mind can comprehend, he goes way beyond that. He does, like the word says, exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could ask or think. So I gave up trying to figure it out. I just sit down and I just go on for the ride. And guess what? Every time Yahweh takes you on the ride, you're going to end up at your final destination blessed. You're going to end up there no stress. You're going to end up there glad. You're going to end up there peace, shalom. So it says, 7, this is important. Be not wise in thine own eyes. See, the things that you think you know, Yahweh surpasses that. So be not wise in your own eyes, but what? Fear or serve. Reverence Yahweh and depart from evil. And I love this 8th verse. It shall be health to thy navel. What does that mean? Do you understand? Do you know what a navel is? Your belly button? Your belly button was the thing that connected you to the life source. The umbilical cord, right? Right there at your navel that was connected. What came through that umbilical cord? All the nutrients and all the things that you needed. Guess what you call it? It's a lifeline. You got to stay connected to Yahweh. Why? Because he's your lifeline, saints. And it says he's going to be health to your navel. He's going to be the lifeline that you need. And marrow to thy bones. He's going to nourish you. He's going to take care of you. All you got to do is what? Trust him. Does anybody trust him this morning? You got to trust him. You got to trust him. So let's go to Yeshayahu, because it's all about trust. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, the 26th chapter. This is about trust, releasing it to him. And you are not truly trusting if you're tripping. Trusting and tripping ain't the same thing. Because if you tripping, you ain't trusting. Tell your neighbor, if you tripping, you ain't trusting. And it's about trusting. So it says, Isaiah, the 26th chapter, the 3rd verse. Are we there? All right. Thou wilt keep him in what? Not just peace. He could have said, I'm going to keep you in peace. But he said, this peace is perfect. It's complete shalom. What is that? A peace that passes all understanding. When things are going crazy, when this is happening and that's happening, you are still what? At peace. You are still what? At calm. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Who's what? When you don't have your mind on Yahweh, you're not at peace. You can't be. And guess what? I got to have my mind stayed on him 24/7. I'm always acknowledging him. I'm always like, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You know what? This. I'm always trying to keep myself in praise. You have to actively pursue this. You have to actively pursue keeping your mind stayed on him, because your mind can go a whole lot of different directions. But if you want to be in perfect peace, keep your mind on him. And it doesn't even say keep your mind stayed on him. It says keep your mind what? Stayed. What does that mean? Stayed. Stop wavering. Stop having your mind on him a few minutes and then take it off. And then you're constantly having your mind what? Stayed on him. Stayed on him. And it says, because he what? Trusteth what? In me. So if your mind is stayed on Yahweh, that means you're trusting Yahweh. And it says, trust ye in Yahweh, what? Forever. For in Yahushua is what? Everlasting. Are you feeling weak? Trust him. Because when you're weak, he's strong. And that strength is not just a temporary strength. If you're trusting in Yahweh, it's everlasting. Anybody need everlasting strength? Yeah, because you don't know how long. Right? So listen, let's go to Psalms. This is what I found out. In that first initial, there's always an in-between stage. Ladies, have you ever cut your hair? And when you're in the bald-headed stage, I mean, or, you know, the taco meat stage or whatever it is. That's what we used to call it. You know, you look at you, you're looking Halle Berry-ish and all that, right? But then when you decide to grow it back and it's not exactly how long you want it, it's the middle stage. And I understand from you ladies that the middle stage is like, because it's not exactly what, you know. You know what I'm talking about? I know what you're talking about. Well, a lot of times we trust Yahweh initially because we're desperate. Because there's nothing that we can do. And then, of course, you're going to trust him in the end stage, right, when you get it. But it's that in-between. It's that journey that we seem to have issue with. I'm telling you, you're not going to get through the journey. You're not going to get through the in-between stage unless you trust him. And saints, there's an in-between stage in everything. Tell your neighbor, there is an in-between stage. Some of y'all going through in-between right now. You in between. Guess what the beauty is? We as a church, look around you. We in between right now. But you know, even though we in between, Yahweh is still blessing. Yahweh is still providing in between. Psalms. For Hebrew scholars, Tehillim, 34th chapter. And it says what? Eighth verse. Psalms 34:8 says, oh. Do you see it? Psalms 34? Does it say oh? Okay. Let me tell you about the Hebrew taste. Okay. You know how when you taste something, somebody say, taste this. And you put your... You use the tip of your tongue. Well, let me tell you something. Your tongue is not, the tip of your tongue can't taste right. See, you got to, there's other areas, the sour and the sweet and all the way back there. And the taste got to go on all sensors. To truly, you can't just, you know, taste it. You know, when I was in the world, you know, I was in the world. Pastor Tom was in the world. Don't get it twisted. And you take a shot, you can't sip a shot. See, when you got a shot, you got to throw it back. See, some people, you're not saying anything because you're trying to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't sip a shot. You got to what? Take it to the head.
And then when you take it to the head, yes, sir. Ooh. You get the what? Ooh. Right?
Well, that's the kind of taste that y'all was saying. Don't just use the tip of your taste. It says, oh, taste and see that Yahweh is what? Good. Don't just use the tip. Go all in. Get the full experience. Taste and what? See that Yahweh, what? Is good. How would you know? Because blessed is the man that what? Trusteth in him. If you're trusting in him, you know that he's good. You don't have to just tip your toe in. You're going all the way in because you know that he's good. Why? Because of his track record. He has never failed you. He has never left you. He has never done anything to hurt you. Everything that he's done for you has been designed to lift you up, has been designed to bless you and keep you. Why would he change on you now? Why would he what? Turn on you. Yahweh only wants the best for his children. And if you don't know it by now, Yahweh has been good all my life. Does anybody know that he's been good like that? So I gotta take you to this last part. Come on now. And it says, let's go here. Yeshayahu, Isaiah. And that is the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. The second verse. Isaiah 12:2. You better know this. Okay, so it says, behold, right? You got it? Behold, Yahweh is what? Did he save you? That's my question. Did he save you? What does salvation mean to you? Did it mean that you was in a really bad situation and he brought you out of that? Did it mean you was addicted and messed up and he took you out of that? Does it mean you were strung out on something and he strung you back up? He lifted you back up? Does it mean that you was in the miry clay and he took you out of that mess? Is there anybody saved today? There's anybody that experienced salvation, right? That being the case, behold. Now that you know, behold, Yahweh is my what? Salvation. Therefore, I will trust and not be afraid. Listen, he saved you. He already demonstrated to you how he cares and loves you. So why not trust him? He says, I will trust and I will not be afraid, for Yahweh is my what? Strength. And it says, and my song. He is also become my what? Salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise Yahweh, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. And if we go back, say this, and in that day shall ye say, let's choose this day, because this is the day that we're in. So in this day, as we look and see this in-between state, as we saw where Yahweh brought us from, and we see where he's going to break us to, therefore what? In that day you're going to say, praise Yahweh. Call upon, can we praise Yahweh? And can we call upon his name? And can we declare his doings among the people? The things that he has done, the way that he has shown himself in a mighty way. Make mention that his name is exalted.
all the people that trust Yahweh. Let's give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe you, Yahweh. We trust you, Yahweh. We exalt you, Yahweh. We love you, Yahweh. You are our salvation. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we thank you and praise you for what you've done, who you are, all the things, Father, that you have demonstrated to your people, to us. We thank you and praise you for this time. We ask right now, continue to minister to us the importance for us to just trust you, to just release to you, just let you make the decisions. We'll follow you wherever you